Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Radio and Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching. I'm a hypnotherapist. But tonight we're going to spread joy and put a smile on the world's face. We have a pretty astute and a wise goddess from North Carolina with spreading joy, and her name is Marie Weichel. And I would like to welcome Marie to the show. Welcome.
Hey, Rob. How are you doing?
Good. You're my guest. And
well,
we put a... I like that. And, you know, putting a smile on the world's face, isn't that what spreading-joy.org does, and you, with all the stuff you do? Enlighten the people on the stuff that you do in the community and around the country with spreading joy.
We do. We try to remind people of the simple joys of giving. We've lost our focus. Even I struggle with this. If you look at my Twitter profile, you'll see it. I struggle with it. I want to give big. I want to make a huge difference. But the difference between me and a lot of other people is that they're like, okay, I can't do it, so just forget it. But I want to remind people that it doesn't have to be something big and huge and wonderful. We can keep trying for that and working towards that. But in the meantime, till we get there, let's do what we can with what we have, the simple joys of giving. We have to stop looking at how big it is or what a big impact we think it might have or think it might not have, and just do what we can with what we have. And that will be super easy for anybody. We can go around putting smiles on people's faces all day long, and that will make a huge difference. And a lot of people, because they're, numbers-driven, ROI-driven, return on investment, they want to see the difference. They want to see what they've done, have done. And a lot of times we don't get to see that. Sometimes we are blessed and we do get to see it, and we get to see the smiles and the hugs and the laughter, but sometimes we don't get to see it. And we just have to know in our heart that, you know, if you come upon somebody who's having a rough day and you see the tears and you smile at them, and before they walk away, you see that they're not crying again, you've got to hold on to that and say, you know what, that smile between the two of us made a huge difference. The simple joys of giving. That's how we go about doing this. And I just want to remind everybody, everybody can make a difference. Everybody can do what they can with what they have. I want to be the voice that says, you can do this. Now go for it.
And that is the thing. You know, sometimes just a pat on the back, a good word or something that will really open people's lives. And I'm on spreading-joy.org on the website, and I went to the About Us, and down below is our passion.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one here that really hits home for me right now, the encouragement for the discouraged. In this economy, many people are discouraged. Is it a wonderful thing that encouragement is totally free? And that is a true statement. How do you feel if we started encouraging each other instead of trying to be cut down each other? How would that open people
right.
up and have a more positive energy in the universal in the worldly landscape?
Right. And one of the things, too, is sometimes we're cutting down people and we don't even realize it because we are fighting to get up that corporate ladder. We're fighting to make ends meet. We're fighting to do what we can to desperately hang on and cling to what we've got. And we don't even realize it sometimes that we're tearing people down. We are not encouraging the discouraged. There are, as far as I know, other than spreading joy and a few other things, there are not people that are just dedicated to encouraging the discouraged and to really do it at no cost. I mean, yes, we have a book out there that you can buy, and yes, we take donations, but that's how we can continue to take that and make a difference. What we want to do is to rise above the discouragement that everybody is facing every single day of high prices and say, okay, forget about the high prices for a moment. There are things that you have that you can do with just a few bucks or two. We can all give up that cup of coffee, or we can all give up that lunch out and pack our lunch for the day and make a difference using just that little bit. We just got to start thinking about things in a different way and quit looking at, well, I can't write that $10,000 check, so why bother writing a $10 check? We've got to stop looking at that. Sometimes we're standing at this huge mountain, this huge dead end, and we're like, we can't make a difference. When a simple, okay, y'all, look, this is hard. We may not even make this work out, but let's give it our best. Encourage the team. Encourage the group around you. Encourage your family. Say, let's go volunteer at the soup kitchen together. Let's go volunteer at this shelter together. Because when your family is focused on what we don't have, what we can't buy, and how we can't shop at the biggest, bestest stores, you take them down to a shelter or a soup kitchen, they're not going to be so focused on, you know, feeling horrible for not shopping at Macy's. They're not. And then we get, you know, we're often disappointed, you know, in our day-to-day mundane routines, you know, get up, get ready, go to work, come home, fix dinner, clean up, go to bed. You know, a lot of people do that day in and day out, and they're like, I just have no hope. I have nothing to look forward to. Okay, fine. Hop on my website. There's 100 different ways out there to make a difference for people that won't cost a single penny. See how many you can slide into that routine and make a difference. And even if no one says thank you, even if no one looks at you and appreciates what you did, you know you're making a difference. Keep doing it anyway. Keep doing it anyway. Step out of your comfort zone and do something for someone else. And don't give a second thought to what if. Don't even let that enter your mind. Just do it. And what's going to happen is when you get in this habit of spreading joy and making a difference, number one, your heart is going to be flooded with great joy. You're just going to be all kinds of happy and giddy. You're going to love every day. Well, you know, pretty much. We all have those days that we just want to go back to bed and have a do-over. But you're going to look forward to what can you do tomorrow. You're going to have that. But then you're going to be encouraging people around you. And the sky's going to be the limit because you're going to be in the habit of spreading joy every day. And then when you can write off that $10 check, you'll do it with great joy. And then when things advance and you get this new job and you get raises and bonuses and you can write out a $10,000 check, you're going to do it with such a huge smile, knowing that you're just doing what you've always done. You're just making a difference with what you have. And that's the key here, the simple joy of giving, doing it daily, making a difference every day. And you don't focus on the flair or lack thereof. You focus on what you have, your resources, you, what you can do. And you do it without feeling guilty. And that's the difference. That's how you work together to make a huge difference.
And that's very true. But do you feel, Marie, for the world to move forward out of the economic climate and even the personal climate we're living in today, people are going to have to start listening, communicating, and actually talking to each other to move the world forward?
We are. We stay within our own little worlds. We don't go out and speak to neighbors anymore like you see on the old black and white TV shows, you know, where people would get together and have a good time or stop and speak at the fence post. We don't communicate anymore. And the thing is we have such great ways to communicate. We've got Facebook. We've got Twitter. We've got Google+. We've got so many great things. And all it takes is communication. You can encourage more people with one status update on your Facebook than you ever could before Facebook or before Twitter. You can encourage and make a huge difference. You've just got to step out and communicate. And the thing is, a lot of times, though, we as individuals get discouraged because we think, well, what is the use? What is the use? Why do we keep bothering? But we just got to not look at that piece of it. We got to keep communicating. We got to keep going. We got to keep doing. And don't let discouragement sneak its way in and make us feel like we're not doing a good job and make us feel guilty for not doing more, because that's what that is. I know with me, I fight that. I think, you know, all the work, the months and months of preparation that goes into putting 300 book bags together, I sometimes think, is it worth it? Am I making a difference? And I have to remember that I am. And the months and months that it takes to put a big Christmas event together for these kids, you know, it is so worth the work when you have a little four-year-old look at you and say, are you going to give me a present? You know, am I going to get something for Christmas for real this year? Is this going to actually happen? It is worth the work. It's worth the communication. It's worth the time that we set aside to say, let me step outside of me for a minute and talk to somebody. Communicate, open up, expand my world just a little bit, brighten my corner right where I am. And when we take our eyes off of our own selves and start focusing on what's just in our reach, right here, right where we can reach, then it opens up to a whole other world of possibilities, just with a little bit of communication and effort.
Little communication and effort. What does that really smooth the road for? The call-in number is 718-305-6548 for anybody that wants to talk with Marie. But Marie, you also have something on your website, Battered Women's Shelters. Many of these women feel that they deserve the abuse they're receiving. So just getting them to the shelter is a leap of faith. And, you know, how do they feel, actually they feel comfortable in an abused relationship? How do you get them to open that, expand out of that into a new way of looking at life with spreading joy?
Well, with spreading joy, we don't actually get them into the shelter. That's the saying that these ladies have taken the step, they're taking a huge step by leaving that relationship and going to a shelter. We want to, at that point, step in and say, okay, you can do this. It's not always going to be easy. It's going to be difficult at times, but you can do this. We want to encourage. We want to help. We want to help with resources. We want to help them to realize that somebody that has never met them cares about them and their children. Because these moms, they think that they've got to stay in the abusive relationship for the kids, because without it, these kids aren't going to have what they need. And a lot of times they won't. They'll have to struggle for what they need. And, you know, growing up, there was times as a teenage girl that we barely had what we need. But the one thing we always had was love and safety and security in our home. And even if there was times that, you know, we couldn't make what we wanted to because we didn't have a stove, or I had to put all the clothes, wet clothes, into the baskets of the bicycle and truck them up to the laundromat to dry them, you know, it was a lot of work, but it was worth it. And I want these women that are fighting every single day, that a few times a year when they come together with us, I want them to feel empowered that, okay, I made the right decision. I got to the shelter. The shelter's helping me with all of that stuff. They're helping me with the legal stuff. They're helping me find a home for my children. They're getting my kids into a new school. But who is helping to encourage them to keep going? Who is helping them when they sit and just cry because they feel like, I can't do this anymore? Was this worth it? And that's where we want to step in. We want to be able to do things monthly with them. But right now, financially, we can't do it. So we're just kind of, we're doing what we can. I try to send them things in the mail to encourage them because I have their addresses. I try to, when we are together, and we'll get together in August, and then we'll get together again in December. And right now, it's only just a couple times a year due to finances. But when we are together, I want it to be easy for them. I try to have enough help to where I don't have to have a child on one hip and two in tow and trying to fix four plates. I tell my workers that come to volunteer, so generously give me their time to volunteer, you find a mom and you help her with her child, you let her to take care of her plate, and you help that kid. You help make this as easy for her as possible. And that's what we want to do. We're just kind of extra hand in, you know, just to encourage the discouraged as far as that goes as well.
And that's very true. But how sometimes if you don't even have the money, how about just lending us an open ear and letting them vent? How is that as much as spreading joy as money?
It is. Sometimes you want to know that somebody cares. And when they take the time to just listen and talk and connect with you and tell you, you know what, it's difficult right now, but it's going to be okay. I've been there. I've done that. It's hard. It helps, because think about it. That's why we're on Twitter. That's why we're on Facebook. When we're having that bad day, we can find someone that's going through or has been through, and they connect and they encourage us. And so doing the same thing to ladies that don't have the, you know, social media connections like what many of us do, that's another avenue of communication. And we want to continue to do that. We want to help just to be that kind of support and let them know that, you know, we're here for them. And as we continue to grow and we get more support and more monthly supporters, you know, donating $10 a month, $20 a month, $100 a month, whatever it is, we're going to do more for them, and we're going to make more of a difference and physically be there more for them, because that's what they need at this point in time in their life.
And, you know, here's the thing. Everybody has had challenges, and nobody understands how to really handle or what somebody else is going through. Well, how is the world afraid to support people that are having challenges, do you feel, Marie?
Because, you know, it's uncertainty. We don't know. A lot of times people wonder, how did they get themselves in this mess? What did they do to deserve this? And sometimes it's true. Sometimes it's horribly true. But a lot of times it's not, because we are all facing, you know, we can all be displaced at our jobs. There is not one person. I work a day job, so that way I can support Spreading Joy every month. I actually make a donation every other week, every time I get paid, just like I ask everybody else to do. But there is not one person at my day job that's, you know, indispensable. We can all be replaced. And a lot of people, they tend to forget that and think, well, you know, they must have done something. And we have to just kind of step out of that kind of thinking, because in this economy, that's not always the case. You know, that's just not always the case. And sometimes you get a second chance and you do really well for a little bit, and then things happen again. You know, and it's like there's always someone needing help. And a lot of people are beat down by that. And they're like, I can't give here, and I can't give here, and I can't give there. And that's fine, but do what you can with the resources that you have. Maybe it's not a financial gift that you can give. Maybe it's your time. You could volunteer. You can help out with some things. Maybe for another organization, you could, you know, or Spreading Joy, you could make a financial gift, because you're not close enough to come to the back-to-school event or the Christmas event. You know, so you have to kind of look at where you are and look at what you have and see what you can do with it and give of yourself that way. But whatever it is you do, try to do something for someone else every day, and then don't feel guilty about it. Just keep doing it. Get yourself in that habit.
And also with the, you know, in a battered relationship, isn't the woman or the person, man, can be so verbally abused, they're so afraid of everything, and they've been told they can't do nothing? They're afraid to step forward to see they can.
Yeah, they are. They, you know, a lot of times, you know, they're usually mostly physical, but there's always that emotional beat down. You can't do this. You're nothing. You're nobody. And what the sad part is even while the mom usually is hearing this, the kids are hearing this, and they think the same thing. Or sometimes the kids are even told this, you're a nobody, you're a nothing. And kids, when things go bad or they fail at something or they don't do good at something or they don't get picked for the team, they're already thinking that anyway because they're already struggling to find themselves anyway. And this is the time when we need to encourage them. And, you know, it's funny. I was thinking about this just the other day. At Christmas, I'm so focused on the moms and trying to encourage them and to get the toys in the kids' hands that I thought, you know, I've never even actually sat and got all the kids together, rounded them all up, and spent some time encouraging them. And this year I was thinking, I'm going to do that this year. I'm going to come up with something where I can spend some time with them. I don't know how I'm going to do this because it's such a busy day to begin with. But I'm going to work on that and try to get that out. Last year I did spend time with them, especially the older boys, asking them what they liked. And if we did, you know, because we let them all go ahead and get a gift that day as well. And if they enjoyed the gifts, and because older teen boys that have nothing, they're kind of hard to shop for because you don't want to just get socks or clothes. And you can't go out and get iPods because you don't know what they have and what they don't have. You just don't know. And so I just think I'm doing that, and I gave them all hugs and Reese's cups. But, you know, we want to, you know, tell them, we want to help rewire their thinking. You can do this. And even if you feel like you can't because you messed up or it didn't work out the way you thought it did, then keep going another avenue. Keep going another avenue. You know, one of the tweets I think I had going out today was, you know, failure isn't final. It's just a different route, a different scenery. Enjoy the scenery. Just keep going. You didn't make it that time. It didn't work out the way you thought that time, but it doesn't mean it's not going to work. It's going to work. Look at all the things that we have. And I can't imagine how many times people have tried to make something work and it didn't. They had to go back and revamp it. Just keep trying. Keep taking a step forward every day towards what you want to do. Don't give up.
Keep opening new pathways. And yeah. What we're talking about tonight, I know school isn't out in most places, but tonight we're asking donations for next year's school year for Spreading Joy. Because Spreading Joy buys school stuff for kids that are having challenges. And so what we're asking for is donations for school and Christmas. It's sneaking up again. So it's also, we're starting to ask for Christmas donations for Spreading Joy so she can help. And So Marie and Spreading Joy can give somebody a Christmas to remember. And that Christmas may be the thing that turns it around. And you also have something on your website called Inner City Kid. And how is the inner city the most talent in the world is being wasted in the inner city?
It really is.
As
we continue to grow, we have a desire to get into some of these bigger cities, into the inner city, where these kids are often forgotten. And there are great programs in place to try to help with lunches on the weekend and other things. But, you know, like summer's coming up. School's not going to be in. Some of these kids are not going to be able to eat unless they get into a church or get into a place that has some kind of meal for them because they're so used to getting the free lunch at school. When we try to get into and do things for these kids. But again, it's part of growth. The more funding we have, we'll do. We will not do anything that we cannot afford to do. It is the heart of Spreading Joy is doing what you can with what you have. You know, our goal, as school ends for everybody, that's when the work starts for me because we're going to be starting again in just a few months, and I'm going to be emailing hundreds of people a week asking for help and donations and, you know, can you give a $3,000 gift that I can use as a matching gift? Will you give us a grant? Will you support us? And so as school ends, I'm beginning to get school supplies together. But a lot of parents are beginning to wonder, okay, how am I going to feed my kids for the summer? So this is a huge dream that we have, that we want to be able to have some programs in place, and we want to start with some of the bigger cities that's closer to us and branch our way out. We just, you know, it is, again, part of doing what we can with what we have and making a difference. And, you know, I feel like kids are our future, and they have it so hard a lot of times, and we just want to go in and help make things a little easier for them.
You know, it's the ingrained imprints from our society that kids are really trying to expand. They have this they grew up, let's just say they grow up in the inner city and it's a place where there's a lot of challenges. They feel that being they is born there, they have to stay there. And that's a mindset this country really has to open up and expand. It's their talent that will take them forward. And if they think it's not sports, they can't do it. And that's something that really has to open up in this country. Don't you feel, Marie, that the academic and the talent and the innovation have to be brought out of them kids so they can move their world forward? How do you feel about that?
Right, we really do. We need to start building on strengths. And there are several magnet schools and other schools that say, okay, you know, here's what you're strong in. Let's focus on the arts and let's focus on this. And we need more of that. But there's not enough teachers and finances and stuff to do that. We need to have parents instead of trying to live their dreams through their kids. And that's, you know, if the kids like baseball and basketball and stuff, that's great and wonderful. But if they don't, find out what your kids like and encourage them to do that. Encourage them to seek their dreams. Even if you think it's going to be a hard road for them, encourage them to go for it and let them know that they've got your backing. Focus on their talents and try to grow their talents. Grow what they know how to do, grow what they like to do. Because that way, when they get older and they're working and they're doing it, it's something that they love to do, and they're excelling at it, then it's not going to be the daily grind. It's going to be what they love. And that is going to bring you great joy later on, too.
And that's the thing. You know, I've been looking at this a lot, Marie, and we focus so much on sports. People actually live their lives through sports rather than their own talent. And that starts at the way at the top comes down into the inner city. How is it the world and spreading joy are going to open people's eyes to see they have talent that isn't in the sports world?
Yeah, you know, sports is great and it's fun, and I love a lot of sports myself, but there is a lot of talent out there. There's a lot of talent as far as technical, man. The technology that these kids are being raised on, I cannot imagine where these kids are going to take us as far as their talent goes. They have the smarts, the brains, the music and the art that's out there. You know, there's so many great kids, you know, and thank goodness for, you know, some shows and stuff that are exposing raw talent like that and helping. But again, not everybody has the chance to have their 15 minutes of fame. So that's the one thing that's got to start at home with moms and dads or, teachers, noticing those talents, noticing what's important. One of the things I try to encourage parents to do, especially when it makes memories, give your child a camera. Just let them take pictures for a day, and then you go back and you look at those pictures. That right there is going to show you the things that are important to your children. You may be surprised. You may be surprised at what you see.
And you'd really be surprised. You know, that's something very unique. That's the first time I've ever heard that. But let the kids show you their talent rather than you trying to tell them. And, you know, that's where the world is right now. Everybody's trying to tell everybody what's wrong with it. Nobody understands anything. That's what I... And anyway, Marie Weichel of spreading-joy.org and Spreading Joy is asking for donation for school supplies, which starts in 3 months, and Christmas, which is only... Well, basically 7 months away.
It's not far, is it?
Well,
it's so close.
Memorial Day weekend, the 4th of July, then Labor Day, then it's here.
yeah, it is.
Anyway, but we're asking for donations so Spreading Joy and Marie can spread joy throughout the world.
Yeah.
So please go to spreading-joy.com. And give, or .org, excuse me, it's spreading-joy.org to donate. And donate small amounts makes millions. The first dollar in 100 million is $1. So whatever you can give. And also, Marie, we're down to the last minute. Tell people what your real passion and dream would be if you could do anything in the world right now.
If I could do anything in the world right now, I would go from city to city, group to group, and just in person encourage people to do what they can with what they have, because they have more talent, more treasure, and more resources available to themselves than they ever realized. They just need to step back and look at it in a different light and see it a little differently. Get rid of the I can'ts, bring in the I cans, and do this, and that would enrich every one of our communities so much more. That's what I would do.
And the Spreading Joy Corporation P.O. Box is Spreading Joy Corporation P.O. Box 1771, Denver, North Carolina, 28037.
Yeah.
And Marie, I really want to thank you for everything. It's always a pleasure and an honor. And Marie will be here the first Tuesday of every month to spread joy. And we're going to ask for donations, because between Cowboy Wisdom and NLP Radio, I really want to open the world up to joy. And Marie Reichel with Spreading Joy is spreading joy and putting a smile on the world. Smile on the world's face and on people's face.
Yes,
and anyway, Marie,
you.
I want you to give the people a little bit of some wisdom, and I will close the show.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you for your generous time and having me on here. I just want to tell people, do what you can for others with what you have, and you're going to see there's no joy like spreading joy. Your heart is going to be flooded with joy when you make a difference, and stop feeling guilty about what you felt like you couldn't do. So thank you.
And I want to thank Marie and all the listeners for being here. Thursday night we have Angelica Christie here with Freedom Whisperer. That's her website, freedomwhisperers.com. Anyway, we'll talk to you later, Marie, and thank you, and we'll see you in about 2 weeks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.